Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. The headlines: a 56-year-old man who admitted preventing the lawful burial of his father who died in the family home in Derry has been jailed for 3 years. The Housing Minister and Housing Agency both issue statements stressing they have no role or function in the determination of appeals under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. A Donegal TD demands the government address the issue of carers being hit with bills for back tax after the Department of Social Protection began sharing data with revenue on those receiving carers allowance and carers benefit. And the HSE says it'll shortly be recruiting for a wide range of roles at the new community hospital in Letterkenny. Well, later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin with a 56-year-old man who admitted preventing the lawful burial of his 86-year-old father, who died in the family home in July 2024, being jailed for 3 years at Derry Crown Court today. John Gareth O'Sullivan pleaded guilty to preventing the burial of retired orthodontist Noel O'Sullivan between July 1st and July 18th, 2024. O'Sullivan, who lived in a garage on the grounds of the family home at Coolmore Road in Derry, wrapped his father's body in a duvet and a clear plastic tarpaulin sheet. Noel O'Sullivan's body was found by police officers who forced entry into the family home after his daughter expressed fears for his safety. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
Several hours after his father's body was found, John Garrett O'Sullivan was stopped by police officers as he walked near his family home. In a recorded interview, he told the police his father had developed symptoms of raving and paralysis, that he had then recovered but died a few days later. He stated that he wanted to keep his father in the house to preserve his privacy and dignity, and he felt if he rang for an ambulance, his father would have been put into a fridge at Otnagelvin Hospital. He decided to preserve his father's body using two fridges. Defence solicitor Gareth McFadden said it was a tragic and distressing case, and O'Sullivan, who had been in custody since his arrest in July 2024, had served the equivalent of a three-year determinant sentence and was continuing to engage with the community mental health team.
And there are more details on our website, highlandradio.com. The Housing Minister and Housing Agency have both issued statements this afternoon stressing they have no role or function in the determination of appeals under the Enhanced Defective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme. It comes after nearly 30 homeowners wrote to the Housing Minister James Brown this week expressing frustration over delays of 2 years and more in receiving decisions from the Defective Concrete Appeals Panel. One of the signees, Adele Corcoran, says they've been left in limbo.
I have tried to make contact with the chair of the appeals panel numerous times in the last year or so and have been ignored, and I would be one of the admins on the downgraded Facebook group that we have. And I went to the group and I said, you know, what were people's thoughts of maybe contacting the minister and basically saying, you know, please intervene, please, we need information, we need to know where we are. Some people have been waiting well over 2 years now and haven't heard a thing. And as I said, our hearts are broke. It's a very, very stressful situation. And that's basically the reason that we got together and sent the letter to the minister yesterday.
And it's really left the families affected here in limbo. You can't really do anything at all with the house, and that's coming at a great personal loss, but financial as well.
It's soul destroying. I had a beautiful home, very proud of my home, but, you know, the way it is, we cannot do anything with our homes. We can't, you know, for fear that it would stop us progressing in the scheme. So the cracks are getting worse, the damp is getting worse. It's a horrific limbo to be in.
And that was Adele Corcoran speaking there to Dunamry Doherty. Well, the Department of Housing statement concludes the panel is statutorily independent from the minister and it would be improper for he to interfere in any way with the panel's decisions or timelines. You can read that full statement again on our website. A Donegal TD is demanding that the government address the issue of carers being hit with bills for back tax after the Department of Social Protection started sharing data files on those receiving carers allowance and carers benefit with the Revenue Commissioners. The Irish Independent reports today that 34,000 carers are being hit with tax bills going back years after Revenue told them their payments have always been taxable and should have been declared. In the Dáil this afternoon, Deputy Patrick McLaughlin said this needs to be resolved.
Thousands of carers have received letters from Revenue saying that they owe tax. They're not tax dodgers, Taoiseach. Save the state a fortune of money, literally billions of euro each year. We need the Minister, Dara Cleary, to come into the Dáil this week. We need statements. We need to deal with this issue. We need the government to present how they're going to resolve this. Be clear again, these carers are not tax dodgers. They give a huge service to the state. It needs to be sorted out.
The HSE says it'll shortly be recruiting for a wide range of roles at the new 110-bed community hospital facility in Letterkenny. In a statement this afternoon, senior officials say they're in the final phases of construction. With more, here's Donna-Marie Doherty.
Dermot Monaghan, the HSE's area manager for Donegal, says with the population aged 65 and over projected to grow to over 1.3 million by 2040, now's the time to prepare for an increase in demand for both short and long-stay beds in the northwest. The addition of 110 new beds, he says, will provide essential extra capacity across Donegal, as well as delivering step-down and short-stay beds, which will allow patients to leave Letterkenny University Hospital sooner. Frank Morrison, HSE, Head of Older Person Services, says they are in the final phases of construction and will be moving to commissioning and fitting out over the coming months. He says the focus now is moving on to internal services, staffing and preparing the building for patient admission, and the HSE will shortly be recruiting for a wide range of roles at the new facility.
Parents are being urged to talk to their children about vaping and to watch for changes in mood or behaviour. It's after a student at a secondary school in the county issued an urgent email to parents warning about the dangers of vaping after a student became seriously ill in a recent incident. The student is recovering and the school says steps are being taken to prevent similar cases in the future. The email highlights concerns about substances being added to vapes, which are then sold to young people. Christina McElhaney from Alcohol and Drugs Coordination says there's been a significant shift in the landscape of addiction among young people.
We had new semi-synthetic cannabinoids that actually came to the fore in the last 2 years, and that all emanated out of a change in legislation in America, believe it or not, which was a farm bill which allowed people to produce hemp. Now, we're in a world of very clever scientific kind of, you know, modification of particular chemicals, and so what was modified from that were these chemicals called HHC, which would be hexahydrocannabinol. And what that actually is a semi-synthetic cannabinoid. Now, when we're talking about the kind of introduction of these new chemicals that can be in vapes, like last year alone, there were 14 new semi-synthetic cannabinoids and, you know, kind of novel benzodiazepines, all controlled in Ireland. You know, so new legislation had to catch up with those particular products and actually ban them. The effects of these particular type of products could be anything from exacerbating asthma, you know, creating COPD, you know, if people are using it for quite some time. And they did a big study of 250,000 people. And what they found was that, you know, there are significant levels of COPD, etc., attached to these vapes.
And that was Christina McElhaney there speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show. A bus fire was brought under control on the N15 at Lurgybrack in Letterkenny this afternoon. Gardaí assisted the fire service at 12:15. No injuries reported and the road has since reopened. A case of dangerous driving which saw a parked car damaged in Buncrana is under investigation. The incident occurred in the early hours of last Saturday. Garda Grainne Doherty spoke on the Greg Hughes Show this morning to make this appeal for information.
This incident of dangerous driving occurred on the Aileach Road down near the shorefront in Buncrana in the early hours of Saturday the 17th of January between approximately midnight to 12:15 that night. The vehicle involved was a white Seat Leon with a partial registration of 12DL. A parked car in the car park at the shorefront in the car park there was struck by the Seat Leon during the course of this incident. The driver didn't remain at the scene, so we're appealing to anybody who might have travelled in the area of the Aileach Road along the shorefront or on the Swilly Road heading towards the pier between midnight and 12:30 with a dash cam to make that footage available to investigating Gardaí. Any relevant information can be forwarded to Gardaí in Buncrana on 932-0540.
Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information relating to two road traffic incidents over the course of the past week. They happened in the Milford and Letterkenny areas. Both were between vehicles and pedestrians. resulting in hospitalisation. With more, here's Ryan Brody.
The first occurred on Main Street, Milford, on Tuesday last, which involved a van and two pedestrians, which were mother and child. The two pedestrians were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver was not injured. Anyone with information or dashcam footage is urged to contact Gardaí in Milford. The second incident took place on Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, on Thursday last at around 1 p.m. The incident involved a car and an elderly pedestrian in their 80s. The pedestrian was taken to hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information or dashcam footage from the area at that time is asked to contact Letterkenny Garda Station.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with running shoes from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 16 minutes to 6. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. Well, it is a busy evening of Champions League action on the penultimate week of the league phase. Manchester City are among the sides in action with the early kickoffs. They're just about to start their fixture in Norway. It's on an artificial pitch, and the opposition for City this evening is Bodø Glimt. Well, the only side left with a 100% record in the competition is Arsenal, and they're taking on last year's beaten finalists Inter in the San Siro. That one is a later start off 8 o'clock. And Tottenham manager Thomas Frank has called on the club to come together as they look to turn around their underwhelming form. This evening in the competition, they're at home to Borussia Dortmund. The manager is under increasing pressure with last weekend's defeat to West Ham, leaving the club 14th in the Premier League table. But Frank is hopeful of a positive display tonight despite a lengthy injury list.
As long as we win football matches and make sure we do that, then everyone will support us. It's about supporting the team, supporting the players. We have 11 players available and maybe have three players that need to push massively to get through 90 minutes. So that's why we need everyone to support us.
Other action on the pitch tonight is in the English Championship. There's an important round of games which sees the leaders, Coventry City, taking on Millwall, who are fourth in the table. Now, Coventry are going into the game with a 6-point advantage over Middlesbrough, but Borough don't play tonight, so Coventry have the opportunity there to stretch their lead at the top of the table. And there's three ties in the fifth round of the Irish Senior Cup this evening. Strabane Athletic's eagerly awaited cup meeting with Glentoran is among the games. The match was switched to the Oval in Belfast following the postponement of the original tie due to a frozen pitch at Strabane's Melvin Park Arena. Tonight's game starts at 7:45. The other games are Ballymena United hosting the league leaders Larne in the Cup and Loughgall are playing Knockbreda. Up in Scotland, Hearts captain Lawrence Shankland is set to be out for up to 8 weeks after suffering a hamstring injury. The Scotland striker has scored 15 goals in all competitions for the league leaders so far this season. The 30-year-old picked up the injury in their Scottish Cup tie with Falkirk at the weekend. The FAI has confirmed the appointment of Gary Cronin as assistant coach with the women's national team. He was previously in charge of both Longford Town and Bray Wanderers, but he's also had a stint as assistant with Bohemians. Now, the college's Gaelic games, Donegal ATU senior men's team, are in trench cup action this evening. They play the South West College in their only home group game. Throw-in at the Donegal GA Training Centre in Convoy is at 7:30. Maxi Kern's side go into the game after a big one in their opening match against the Garda College last week. While in schools action, there was defeat for College Gialley today in the Ulster under 16.5 Mulholland Cup final. The Letterkenny side lost out to St Moog's Bunboy from County Cavan. 178 points was how that game finished. And I see that Northern Ireland's First Minister, Michelle O'Neill, has welcomed the news that work will begin on the redevelopment of Casement Park next week. The long-stalled works at the Belfast venue were boosted last week by the executive pledge in additional funding for the rebuild of the home of Antrim GAA. O'Neill insists that Casement Park is a key priority and her government are determined to deliver a transformative vision for sports. On the golf front, Shane Lowry says he's determined to bounce back stronger from last Sunday's disappointment at the Dubai Invitational. Chasing a first title since 2022, a double bogey on the last saw the 2019 Open champion finish two shots behind the eventual winner. The Offaly man admits it still stings, but he's focusing on trying to contend at this week's Dubai Desert Classic.
Over 17 years in this game, playing at this level, I think you're still learning every day and every week, and I'll use it hopefully going forward, and hopefully it's a sign of things to come for the year. You know, put myself in contention. I'd like to do that a lot this year, and Obviously, I want to get a win soon, but it didn't happen last week. You never know, it might come this week.
And boxing, Kitty Taylor said she would love to finish her career in front of a home crowd in Ireland. The undisputed super lightweight world champion admits that she'll probably retire this year and she's not given up hope of fighting at Croke Park. Taylor said she'd be up for the challenge of taking on former UFC champion Ronda Rousey or a trilogy bout with Chantel Cameron.
Genuinely up for any challenge. Chantel Cameron, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, whoever it may be, I'm up for the challenge. And but the most important thing for me is to end my career here in Ireland in front of my home crowd. And that will, for me, to have a chance to fight here in Croke Park, for me will be the icing on the cake.
And a number of young boxers from the Northwest have been named in the Irish selection that will take on Scotland in Glasgow next month. There's two from Donegal, with Sean Duhan of Dunfanaghy selected to box in juniors, and Twin Towns man Kevin Connolly will fight at youths. Conan McSorley of Two Castles in Tyrone has also been named to fight at youth 55 kg. And finally, in tennis, Jannik Sinner's bid for a third straight Australian Open title is up and running with a win. The world number one was two sets up when his opponent retired injured in Melbourne earlier. And four-time Grand Slam winner Naomi Osaka is through to the next round as she battled through her contest today against Antonia Rusic in three sets. And that's your sport, Donal. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thank you, Washing. Mental health support services should be embedded in school settings, according to Jigsaw. New research by the ESRI shows significant strides in educational policy on the front line of young people's mental health and wellness. However, the report also calls for policy to clearly separate universal wellbeing initiatives from complex mental health needs. Campaigns officer Donegal native Rachel White says there's pressure on teachers to provide mental health care.
It's definitely unfair to expect people who've gone in to the job to teach to suddenly have to provide mental health care. Now, it's important that we all kind of look out for the people around us, but whenever you've no training in that, it can feel really, really daunting and stressful with everyone kind of turning to schools because they're the most local. So that's kind of where our NERT programme pops in, so that they can feel that they have those tools that they can support and little talk and then point to where the student should be going.
And a decision is expected next month on whether a man accused of the attempted murder of three children at Parnell Square in Dublin City is fit to stand trial. Riyad Bushagar of No Fixed Abode is also facing charges of assault, causing harm to a creche worker and a passerby who intervened during the alleged attack. With more, here's Frank Rennie.
The court has to consider whether Riyad Bushagar is fit to plea and stand trial. Before Christmas, Mr Justice Tony Hunt heard evidence of a benign brain tumour that required surgery, as well as a more recent brain injury sustained on the day of the alleged offences. This week, he has been hearing expert evidence on behalf of the prosecution. They disagree with the defence's position that he is unfit to stand trial. While accepting the seriousness of his condition, the state expert was of the view that he does understand the nature and seriousness of the charges, that he appreciates the different pleas available to him, is capable of making a proper defence if certain measures are made available to him at trial, such as repeating questions, taking regular breaks and reducing the number of people in court. A decision on his fitness to plea is expected by the middle of next month.
Mostly dry this evening with southeast winds easing, dry for a time early tonight with some showers later on. Lowest overnight temperatures 2 to 5 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh south to southeast winds. Tomorrow mostly dry at first with isolated showers and sunny spells, rain spreading from the south through the afternoon and evening. Breezy with the rain as southeast winds increase, moderate to fresh. Top temperatures on Wednesday 6 to 8 degrees Celsius. The main stories in brief: a 56-year-old man who admitted preventing the lawful burial of his 86-year-old father in Derry has been jailed for 3 years at Derry Crown Court. The Housing Minister and Housing Agency have both issued statements stressing they have no role or function in the determination of appeals under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme. And the HSE says it'll shortly be recruiting for a wide range of roles at the new 110 Community Hospital facility in Letterkenny. Check all today's news on highlandradio.com. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, January 20th.
The death has taken place of Sophie Harrison at Ní Magrádaí, 154 Upper Mount Marion, Milford, reposing at her home today from 6:30 until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Requiem Mass on Thursday at 12 noon in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations if desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Michael Mike Haird, Red Roofs, Three Trees, Quigley's Point. His remains are reposing at his late residence to 11 o'clock this evening, where family, close friends and neighbours are welcome. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:20, going to Kelly's Funeral Home, Station Road, Carndonagh, for a service and celebration of Mike's life at 1 o'clock, followed by private cremation at Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Blood Bags Northwest, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarron at Kelly's Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Rose Gallagher, Sunmount, Kilclooney, Portneau, reposing at her niece Anne Bowden's residence, Castle Goland, Portneau, today until 9 o'clock and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. with rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 to St. Connell's Church, Kilclooney, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Moira Mills, Ní Foley, Heatherview, Calhame, Letterkenny, and formerly of Wolfetone Place, Letterkenny. Moira's remains will be reposing at her home tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. with rosary at 9 o'clock. There will be a shuttle bus in operation from Pine Hill Business Park at the Highland Radio entrance, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 12:15, going to St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, for 1 o'clock Requiem Mass. Interment afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the oncology ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Kathleen Crow, Ní Nicol, 35 Silverbrook Park, New Buildings. Everyone's welcome to pay their respects at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton, today until 8 o'clock. House private, please. Funeral service will take place in St. Mura's Parish Church, Fawn, on Thursday at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to St. Mura's Parish Church, care of W.J. O'Brien and Son Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Mary McMenamin, Ní McGranahan, 122 Castlefin Road, Castlederg, and formerly of Keelogues Ballandrate, reposing at the family home today until 9 o'clock and tomorrow from 12 noon until 9 p.m. Funeral from the family home on Thursday at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St. Patrick's Church, Castlederg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of William John, W.J. Pearson, Mahering Gran, Kilmacrenan. William's remains will repose at his home today until 10 o'clock and tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Removal on Thursday to Letcher Presbyterian Church for service of thanksgiving at 1 o'clock, followed by service of burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Medical 3 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Marley Funeral Directors. House private from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Sheila Call, Ní McNulty, Swords, County Dublin, formerly of London, UK, and Fulcara. Removal tomorrow morning to St. Cronan's Church, Brackenstown, arriving for 10 a.m. Mass, followed by funeral to Dardistown Crematorium. The death has occurred of Harry Toland, Ballydarone, Burnfoot. Harry's remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15 to St. Angus Church, Burt, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of John Heaney, 14 Mill Park, Carrigans. John will repose at Kelly's funeral home, Oakfield Refoe, today until 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10. Travelling to St. Bathan's Church, St. Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Kelly's funeral director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Phelan Patrick Quinn, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet, reposing at the family home on the Donegal Road today until 9 o'clock. Rosaries at 9 p.m. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Bridget Bridie McCloskey, née McGonigal, 16 Lisclin Drive, Shintallow, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for 12 noon Requiem Mass in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.